And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 23rd of September, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Jaroslav Seifert, the only Czech to receive the Nobel Prize in Literature, born in a suburb of Prague in 1901, came from a working-class family, became a journalist and a poet, was a devoted communist when the party first formed after World War I, but as a poet, he represented the poetist movement, which believed that art had no function other than art itself. He objected to the Bolshevik sympathies of the Communist Party in Czechoslovakia, for which he was expelled from the Communist Party. And 2 years later, 1950, a collection of his poems expressing his disillusionment with communism was censured. He survived the Nazi occupation, the Stalinist regime, communist oppression, continued writing and collecting cactus plants until he died in 1986. It's the birthday of the author of The Scarlet Pimpernel, the Baroness Emushka Orczy, born at her family's estate in Hungary, 1865, part of the landed nobility, a novel about a swashbuckling Englishman, Sir Percy Blakeney, who helped his aristocratic brethren in France escape during the French Revolution. It's the birthday of the Roman Emperor Caesar Augustus, born in 63 BC, the great nephew of Julius Caesar, who became Caesar's heir upon his assassination. Augustus, widely respected during his reign, he did good works. He started the first police and firefighting services. He distributed funds for soldiers and veterans, restored temples of Roman deities. The month of August is named in his honor. And it's the birthday of the Mongol Emperor Kublai Khan, born somewhere in Mongolia in 1215, who ruled over most of modern-day Mongolia and China. Marco Polo met Kublai Khan when he traveled from Venice to Mongolia and stayed 17 years there, learned the language, served in Kublai Khan's administration. And from Marco Polo's accounts, we know that Kublai Khan fathered 22 sons by his four wives and 25 sons with other women, and presumably many daughters as well. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly entitled The Call Away. A cold wind flows over the cornfields. Fleets of blackbirds ride that ocean. I want to be out of here, go out, outdoors, anywhere in wind. My back against a shed wall, I settle down where no one can find me. I stare out at the box elder leaves, moving frond-like in that mysterious water. What is it that I want? Not money, not a large desk, not a house with 10 rooms. This is what I want to do, to sit here, to take no part, to be called away by wind. I want to go the new way, build a shack with one door, sit against the door frame. After 20 years, you will see on my face the same expression you see in the grass. The Call Away, a poem by Robert Bly from his collection Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.